If you listen to Wyoming Public Radio, you no doubt have heard the reoccurring promos for the Modern West. Some of you probably have checked out the new and improved podcast, but for the rest of you, podcast producer Melody Edwards shifts into the guest chair to explain what it's all about.
Well, we had been, as reporters in the newsroom, coming back to the station with just these stories sometimes that were so rich that we couldn't quite stuff them into the space of a 4 or 5 minute story. And we always were very sad when we would have these piles of amazing audio from all around the region that we just felt so sad to let it go. And I kept thinking I would love to be able to do something a little longer. And so as we started thinking about it, we realized that the Modern West could do more. It had the potential to be take up a bigger space, do more work. And we just jumped right in.
So what are you trying to do with this show now?
Take people, you know, whether you're a Westerner and you just love being out in, you know, the spaces of the West, or whether you're maybe from the diaspora that's moved away from the West, bring you into some of these really amazing places around the West, into these communities. We're also really interested in trying to kind of break up some stereotypes. People kind of have these ideas about the West as cowboys and Indians and pioneers and, you know, sort of these fur trappers and things like this. And those are real stereotypes. Those all exist. But there's a lot more. And a lot of times, you know, like for instance, I'm working on a story with Cooper right now about coal miners in Gillette. And one of the first coal miners that he interviews is a woman, a single mom. And so, yes, there are coal miners, but it's time for us to kind of shake up some of the stereotypes. And so that's another really interesting aspect of what the Modern West is going to try to do.
So what are some of the episodes that you've had already? Because I'm sure there are people that may have missed this.
For instance, Camila Kudelska, our Cody reporter, did a really cool story where she explored rural midwives and how a lot of hospitals are closing down around the rural West. And so she went out and found that there was midwives who were kind of stepping in because one of the first things to go is the maternity wards. And so she found a midwife who was kind of helping with that issue. Another example, the one that I worked on was that there was, I went to a women's outdoor camp where I learned to shoot a bow. I learned how to fly fish because women are really stepping in and becoming hunters and anglers, even as men are doing those things a lot less. So that was really exciting. Ended up going fly fishing with my dad even.
So you also got a big grant, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we got the Project Catapult. We were actually cordially invited to apply because they were specifically looking for podcasts that were about rural places. We were one of 6 podcasts that were selected from around the country, and they gave us quite a chunk of change to really start to explore this podcast and really get it out there and do some really high-quality work with our reporting around the West.
You know, and I think the thing that we want to stress is while we'll have a Wyoming audience for these things, your goal is to go beyond state borders.
That's right. It was really interesting when I went to our first Project Catapult event, we had some judges that were, you know, listening to our pitch and seeing what we could do with it. And we found that there was lots of people who used to live in the West who've moved away and who are still very interested in connecting to the West. Or there's people who visited Yellowstone and love it and would love to hear more stories about it. So we realize that there is a national audience for this.
So far, it's been folks from our newsroom. My understanding is you might go beyond that.
That's right. We're going to be trying to find freelancers, audio reporters from all around who want to explore, you know, what it means to be a Westerner. So we're really excited about bringing in some new voices.
If I want to hear the Modern West, where can I find it?
You can find us at themodernwest.org.
Melody Edwards, who is one of the hosts and the producer of The Modern West, always nice to have you with us.
Thanks.